Hello?
All right, you have 45 minutes to get here, or I'm going to fire you.
You're going to seriously fire me?
Yes, I will. You're at home making omelets and watching Prison Break.
Yeah, and if I get in the car and I have a panic attack and I go off the road...
Well, then sue Clear Channel. I'm an independent contractor.
I'll just
fold my company.
Just take a couple of stacker threes and you'll be fine.
I'll come up with a new company name next week.
Yeah.
In 2 hours, I'll have a new one.
Okay. You're going to fire me because I'm not going to come to work because I'm going
to... Yeah, you're fine to make omelets. Yeah. What about if you had a panic attack while cooking and you left the gas range on?
Okay. Well, we don't have a gas range. We have an electric.
All right, fine. Electric range. And you burn the whole damn house down and you die in the fire. How about that?
Yeah, come on now.
How about you have a panic attack and you run out in the middle of the street and you get hit by a bus? How about that?
Okay. Now you're being ridiculous.
Yeah. How about, give me a break. You're being ridiculous. I don't know what is up with you. I don't know what the story is. How many of those stacker threes did you take before you went to bed last night?
I didn't take any.
Yeah, liar.
The bottle's open. The bottle's closed.
He just said bottle's open. You see? See? You know what, MJ? You know what? Let's just move on. Let's just drop it, move on, deal with him after the show. We don't need him bringing the show to a screeching halt. You know, Froggy, he can play his four sound effects, durka, 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 and whatever, you know.
And I drive a Dodge Stratus. Flunky, enjoy your day off. MJ, let him go. Don't even bring him up again.
No, hold on. You guys just wanted me to throw my weight around.
Yeah, what are y'all talking about? Well, you can throw it away after the show. It's just a waste of time right now with him.
I'm trying to play a bait and switch on MJ so it'll snap. It's not working.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm enjoying my show, so... Hey,
guys, look. There's the vein on MJ's forehead.
You know what? I'm not going to sit here and do a quality broadcast while you're at home eating stinking omelets and watching freaking Prison Break.
Da-da-da.
Here it comes.
Okay.
You have 45 minutes to get here. You're fired. I am telling you right now, 45 minutes to get here.
I was nice working with you.
He just called you on the carpet.
It's fine. Don't come back.
Okay.
Come on. All right, he's done.
Oh, crap. Now he has something to panic about.
Fine. Dan DiLoretto and Doug Hammond, guess what? I just helped you out with your budget meetings.
Oh, he's made my life easier.
MJ, we need to find an audio guy now.
Just helped you out with the budget meeting.
MJ, he may have a legitimate cause.
Well, if he dies, he can get
rehired.
It's a
legitimate deal. He's watching Prison Break and making omelets.
But what do you want him to do? You know, it comes and it goes. You can't fire him.
He's being a wise ass. Yes, I can. He's fired.
Joe, why can't he come and go while he's here?
Because this morning... You know, what happens if he had that panic attack and he drove off the road?
Give me a break.
He could have carpooled with you this morning. He could have been doing the jerk over in the passenger seat.
Give me a break.
That's twice. He's been fired in a month.
I'm not putting up with that crap. I'm not going to be horsed around. All right, let's move along.
Oh, wait. This means more work for me.
Damn. What is this new study? Men use mobile phones. Are we getting calls on this? What do they want to say? The phones are ringing off the hook.
I'll say you should.
They all agree with me, don't they?
I'll say you should have fired him a lot.
All Flunky fans are calling.
Both of them.